I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You might call Pastor Raymond Coe the disappearing man. There's no magic trick behind his story, only a 7-year mystery about where his captors took him. Coe's wife, Susanna, has sued both the government of Malaysia and police officers reportedly connected to Coe's disappearance. They're in court this week. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says it's a stand Susanna is willing to risk for answers. In 2019, the Human Rights Commission in Malaysia said a special branch of the police were the ones who abducted Coe. But no further news or even a reason for his disappearance has been given.
As the court hearings are happening literally this week, what better time, what more strategic time is there to pray for justice and to pray that the truth will be revealed?
There's a petition drive for his release at missionnews.org. And Malawi declared a drought disaster earlier this year. But the nation needs more than just rainfall and peace. That's why Mission Cry is preparing to send a shipping container full of Bibles and Christian resources to believers there. Jason Wolford, president of Mission Cry, says they're getting reports of extremist groups in Malawi.
Our leader on the ground there is saying that he needs the container sooner than later, because every time that this happens, people are being killed or martyred for their faith. And he said that many times they're being hurt or killed for God that they can't even read about as a Christian because they can't afford a Bible.
Mission Cry has sent Christian resources to more than 175 nations around the world. It's a global operation that you can be a part of today. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.